KXL News Time 610, Triple Team Traffic now. It's been somewhat a rough commute, huh, Ricky?
It has been, Jeff, and we're at emergency traffic right now on northbound I-15. It's due to an injury accident. A few vehicles involved with this, and they're blocking the right lanes of traffic northbound I-15. It's after 90th South, but before 72nd South. So we're calling it about 80th South in Midvale. Now, with these right lanes blocked, you've got stop-and-go speeds stacked back to 123rd South. Then southbound I-15, heavy and slow from 2100 South into Draper. But a little bit of good news, the crash westbound SR-201 has been cleared. All lanes are open there at Redwood Road, but you still have delays back to I-15. Michelle?
We have a new crash southbound I-15 in Lehigh. That has been moved over to the right shoulder, but it's making already heavy traffic volumes heavier. Northbound I-15 is also still heavy from American Fork up to Lehigh. Now, Eastside Belt Route, I-215 southbound, heavy from around Parley's Canyon area down to Knutson Corner. Mark?
Well, it looks like the speeds are starting to pick up, but it's still sluggish up north on 215 at the north end on a Legacy Parkway. Northbound I-15 is improving, still sluggish up to North Salt Lake. But the worst of the Davis County delays right now, only approaching Shepherd Lane again at Layton Parkway. Highway 89 still overflowing into Fruit Heights. Two wrecks still causing delays up north. Southbound Washington Boulevard at 36th Street, Ogden. Southbound I-15 prior to 650 North Clearfield. Leonardo is Utah's most creative museum. Inside, you can build a car, fly a plane, or paint a masterpiece. The Leonardo is the perfect place for unique family experiences. Visit theleonardo.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together.